This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
240 every other week. Jared Payton.
How you doing, sir?
JP, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Mish right there, right?
And then on
how long
the
before he
that-
mentions his picture? Oh, with
Taylor Swift.
How long before Jared mentioned that he had the picture?
It's going to be the first thing.
Yeah,
first
talk.
He'll be in the wedding, probably.
I was wondering if he gets invited to the wedding.
He's trying. He's trying on Twitter, I think.
He should.
He should. Why not? All he can say is no.
The Jared Payton Show today. Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Not only is Jared Payton joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, but Sunday, Circa Sports Illinois and The Score are going to be at Jared Payton's flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will host our pregame show from 9 until noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Detroit. The postgame show will be streamed exclusively on YouTube because we got Cubs. So it'll be on YouTube and Twitch, but they will be at Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. What's up, JP?
Man, what's going on, fellas? Long time no talk. Thank you for the shout out for Flagship on the Fox. I will be stopping by early in the morning to say hello to the fellas. Probably not grab a drink because it's a little bit early for my liking, but yeah, I'll definitely be in the house. Spiegs, Lawrence, missed you guys.
Hey, man, nice to talk to you, Jarrett. Welcome back. And this Sunday, I'm looking at pictures of Flagship on the Fox. Looks like an outstanding place to be for your classic NFL Sunday with the Bears involved, but a whole bunch of screens on every other game. We're getting our bodies back to the normalcy. It's a weird week to start with the Monday night game, but let's go back to Monday night, man. 40th anniversary of the 85 team. I was thinking of your dad. I can't imagine what that was like being there, being captains, being part of it, and seeing all those former teammates there. That must have been intense, Jared.
Yeah, it truly was, Speed, because I'm gonna give you just off a rip the beginning when my mom found out. She's been here all summer because she comes back in the summer to watch my kids play sports. They're in playing every sport that you can imagine. So she's here, and she gets a call from the Bears. She didn't know I was home, so I just hear her screaming my name, and I run out my room. I'm like, Mom, what's going on? She's like, the Bears want us to be captains. She's like, I'm shaking. I got tears in my eyes. Wow. So it meant everything to us. And shout out to the Bears, the whole McCaskey family, for having us involved in that manner. But also just to be able to see all my dad's old teammates, all my uncles, talking to them and them looking at me like, man, you getting old. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say you're getting old, but yeah, I'm getting a little bit older. But to get hugs to everybody, to see everyone, and for all those guys to be together, it was a special time. But to sit there on the sidelines, to be the honorary captains, and to see my mom out on the field when they were doing the presentation at halftime, and she got the Lombardi in her hand. And you guys know, you've been to Soldier Field, you've been inside that press box. The etiquette is no cheering, right?
Yep.
As soon as my mom lifted up that trophy and everybody was eating their foods at halftime, and they said, Connie Payton, the place went crazy. If wow. You guys would have seen me, I was clapping my hands. I was like, let's go, baby, let's go. That's my mom's right there. Everybody looked over at me. And it was just a cool moment. And I tweeted it out that it's one of those moments you wish that 34 was here, man, because I could only imagine the uproar that would have happened if he would have had his hand on that Lombardi.
Yeah, we're not going to report you to the football police for cheering for your mom. Like, that's a real thing. So it's all good. What did you think of the game itself?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know what, Lawrence? We've had these conversations leading up to the season. I was happy with the output and looking at the score, going into the fourth quarter. I just knew that there was issues. The defense was doing what they needed to do, holding up their end of the bargain early, making J.J. McCarthy feel uncomfortable in the pocket, out on that football field. So it was making me feel good. I was just wondering, when is the offense going to pick it up? When are they going to pick it up? Because at some point, the defense is going to get tired, and that's what we saw in that fourth quarter. It was like, all right, we're here. We've done our job. We'll keep trying to do it, but we need you guys on the offensive side to hold up your end of the bargain. And, watching it live is – I'm not a big fan of watching football live. I like watching on TV. It's just easier for me to be able to rewind stuff, to go back. And so once I started watching the tape and watching the All-22, there was just the whole game. There was times where that everybody has reported, that has talked about on Twitter, wherever, guys that were wide open that should have been hit. There was times where people just weren't open. There was times where things just broke down, sometimes in the pocket for Caleb, where, he had to get out of the pocket. There was times where I saw him get out of the pocket when he needed to be able to get upfield, to get first downs and to extend drives. So I saw a mixed bag of an offense that still seems to be a work in progress. And a lot of the stuff with Caleb that we came into the season hoping that was going to be either fixed or he was going to get better at, you can still see that there's a lot of work to be done on his end. And I expected that, because as you grow as a football player, it's just like when you're dealing with your kids on a daily basis, and just people, they got bad habits, and you try to get them as a parent to get out of those bad habits and create good habits. Caleb over the years has some bad habits in his game that he has to be coached out of. And I knew that wasn't going to happen just right off the rip. It was going to take some time. And I know, just looking at the TV copy of Ben Johnson's face of how annoyed he was, I think that was at the whole entire offense. That was guys maybe not running the right routes. That was guys not getting open like and fighting to get open like they should. It's them not getting the running game going. And that to me probably is the biggest issue because the offense seemed out of sync and there was no true rhythm in the play calls, but also just in watching the game and how it was played by the guys on the offense.
Jared Payton, what would you change about this running game, either scheme or personnel or calls?
Spiegs, you can't. DeAndre Swift, love him to death. Love him to death. I love what he's all about. But what they need, they need to switch it up. If you want someone to run in between the tackles, get you those tough yards, I don't know if he's that dude for you for this offense. I just don't. He is great with what you could add. He adds into the running back room, but if you're trying to control the game on the ground, I just don't think that's his game. And that's not a knock on him. That's just watching. He's a guy that once you get into space or you get to that second level, that's where he takes over and he gives you that opportunity because he's still got the speed and he can once he gets to that second level, that's where he's dangerous. It's getting to that second level that's tough for him. And I would love to see you have to go with what you got right now, but to me, Kyle Manunga, I would like to see a little bit more of him going into week two, seeing what he could do as well to be maybe that. I know it's what is it, Stonick and Knuckles. I'm not trying to compare them to what Ben previously had in Detroit, but you got to have some balance. And to me, the only way to balance an offense that we're looking at right now that is at the beginning stages, that is a work in progress, or to take pressure off of Caleb Williams is to find a way to establish the run. This is not rocket science. You have to be able to do that, and that controls the game. And you saw that with, even if it wasn't for 100 yards, you saw that with the Vikings in the fourth quarter. They found a way to establish the run. Defense has to switch up what they're doing, which changes what you can do on the outside with your receivers. And especially when you have a guy like Justin Jefferson, that changes the game as well, if not the best in the league. So it's just a little bit of getting 4 or 5 yards. 3.1 yards per carry is just not going to do it. I like the 17. I was thinking 17 to 20 runs out of from one running back. DeAndre Swift had 17. I think you have to pound the run game and figure out a way. I like the scheme. I like what they're doing. I tweeted it just a little bit more outside zone for him, if that's the case, if you're going to keep DeAndre Swift in there, because it gives him an opportunity to kind of find his way through to get to that second level.
JP, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. This is going to be fun. Jared Payton's flagship on the Fox in St. Charles, Sunday morning starting at 9 o'clock. Our guy's going to be there. Mully, Patrick, and Olin are going to do the pregame show from there. It's going to be great. It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. JP, thanks, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.